Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Segurin Igualino is going to speak on behalf of Argentina. I would like to say once again, express the traditional support of Argentina to the CCW and its protocols. CCW protocols are the most appropriate framework for us to tackle the challenges to consolidate an international regime that covers the use of CCWs. And the convention also provides the appropriate environment for us to negotiate new instruments pertaining to other weapons that are still not fully regulated from a humanitarian point of view. The convention and its protocols are a significant tool in the context of disarmament instruments and also of arms control instruments and IHL instruments. Argentina is party to all the existing protocols in the context of the prevention. We aspire to the universalization of legal instruments, and we want this to happen, bearing in mind the need to respect the principles and humanitarian objectives pursued. We need to ensure that states do not make reservations, given that some states in the field might act in a way that is contrary to the spirit of the Convention and the Protocols. Also, the Republic of Argentina has submitted its national report in abidance with the mandates of the Convention and of the mechanism created the last review conference. In this respect, our country considers that this mechanism ensures that states' parties feel even more committed to the adoption of measures to achieve the full implementation of the obligations they have committed themselves to respect through the recognition of the principles of exchange of information, of transparency. Our country supports the initiatives designed to facilitate the presentation of reports as well as to provide greater information. Madam President, with regards to amended Protocol 2, the Republic of Argentina is a state party of the Ottawa Convention. We implement national policies that have greater scope than those provided for in this anti-personnel instrument. Optional amended Protocol 2, like the Convention, is a dynamic instrument that needs to be constantly changed to achieve balance between military and humanitarian consideration. Argentina takes note of the fact that the work carried out with regards to IEDs has made a progress. For our country, IEDs constitute a significant humanitarian problem. It's important that this topic be discussed in the context of the Convention, and in particular in the context of amended Protocol 2. With regards to Protocol 3, our country is ready to clarify those aspects that are deemed to be timely in order to strengthen the legal instrument to tackle the negative humanitarian impact of incendiary weapons. On Protocol 4, we'd like to consider to highlight the need to constantly monitor scientific and technological development with regards to laser systems to meet the protocol's requirements. In Protocol 5, before the entry into force of the Protocol for Argentina, our country has implemented a number of the provisions and developed plans, programs, joint programs and programs in the context of defense that attend good practices that are carried out by Argentina in the context of the convention. Cooperation assistance and assistance to victims is a priority question because of the humanitarian effects of explosive remnants of war. Argentina considers the next challenges are to encourage greater coordination in the area of cooperation and assistance, assistance to victims, in order to face the effects caused by explosive remnants of war. With regards to MOTAPAMs now, Argentina reiterates once again the importance that it attaches to this issue, and it encourages everybody to continue to work in a joint fashion to achieve agreements that are in tune with international law. In this respect, our country remains committed to the problem of MOTAPAMs and reiterates its support to the resumption of the negotiating exercise on this matter of the MOTAPAM. With regards to the matter of laws, lethal autonomous weapon systems, the Argentina expresses its satisfaction at seeing that this has been included on our agenda, which makes it possible to make us progress on the debates on this issue. Dealing with the concerns raised by this kind of weapons in this respect, we support the draft recommendation to establish an open-ended working group during 2017, whose mandate should consider all aspects of laws, and we appeal to everyone to prohibit preventively the developments of lethal